Ketchikan residents, along with tribes and environmental groups, have been pushing Ketchikan's Borough Assembly to pass a resolution calling for changes in British Columbia's mining sector. But a passage in the non-binding resolution that calls for a ban on tailings dams, structures that hold back mine waste, had been the source of some disagreement. The borough manager's office offered a substitute resolution removing the request for a ban on tailings dams after a resident wrote in with concerns that a ban could restrict future mining projects on Prince of Wales Island. But all nine citizens who testified at the beginning of the meeting regarding the issue urged the assembly to retain the language. One was Ketchikan resident Clay Besnick. He said he was concerned that a dam failure could hurt salmon stocks.
So I don't have a problem if the mines go in. Trust me, it's going to employ a lot of people, but it has to be done to the satisfaction of the people that are going to be on the tail end of a catastrophic accident.
Assemblymember Austin Otis agreed that the resolution should pass as written and said it would not impact mine prospects in the southern panhandle. He noted that the proposed Bokan and Niblack mines and others on Prince of Wales Island would not have tailing dams.
To say how this would apply to our economic situation here, I'd be the first one to want to see some kind of processing facility and mining on the industrial part of Gravina, but I just don't think this applies to that, and I'm in full support of that.
Assemblymember Judith McQuarrie suggested wording that would not specifically suggest a ban on tailings dams, but would instead urge Canadian regulators and industry to adopt a zero-failure objective to tailings storage facilities. Assemblymember Jeremy Bynum made a motion to amend the resolution with that wording.
I think Member McQuarrie made a very good point that really is the objective here. And I think that language is more in line with not taking a specific policy stance on any particular design or engineering aspect, but more of an outcome. And that is something that I can support.
Otis disagreed.
I do not support the amendment. I think we should go forward with a permanent ban on tailings mine. To me, that has more teeth to it, and it makes more sense in this resolution.
The amendment failed 5-2, with Bynum and Assemblymember Jamie Palmer voting in favor. The resolution, which included a minor amendment by Bynum, identifying a Canadian official, was approved 6-1, with Bynum voting against. The resolution will be sent to Alaska's congressional delegation and the Canadian government. Ketchikan's borough joins several other southeast communities, including Craig, Sitka, Petersburg, and Wrangell, along with environmental groups and a consortium of tribal governments, in approving resolutions calling on Canadian regulators to change mining practices.